Welcome to the Deep Dive. So today we're going to break down something pretty significant.
We are. We're looking at the Western Cape Education Department's new strategic plan for 2025 all the way through to 2030.
Exactly. And our goal here for you is to really cut through the hundreds of pages of policy. We want to get to the core of it, the vision, the enormous challenges they're up against, and the key strategic shifts that are going to define education there for the next 5 years.
Well, the core mission statement is ambitious. It has to be. It's quality education for every child in every classroom in every school in the province.
That's a tall order.
It is. And this plan, it doesn't exist in a vacuum. It's built to line up directly with the provincial strategic plan. So think growth for jobs and getting young people the skills they actually need for a changing world.
And this whole approach was shaped by some pretty heavy analysis.
Well, right? Yeah. A massive education sector analysis from the World Bank really underpins a lot of the thinking here.
Okay, so let's start where that analysis does, the immediate pressure points. And it seems to start with just people, sheer numbers.
It absolutely does. The demographic pressure is the main driver. We are talking about an estimated 309,000 net migrants expected to arrive between 2021 and 2026 alone.
Wow. And to put that in classroom terms for you listening, the department reports that it's absorbing at least 19,000 new learners every single year.
Every year.
From other provinces, from other countries. I mean, that's not just a strain on resources, is it? That's the root cause of the infrastructure crisis and those late placement scrambles we hear about constantly.
Exactly. And that strain is compounded by another crisis brewing inside the schools themselves, the workforce.
The teachers.
The teachers. In 2021, 42% of all educators were 50 years old or older.
42%. So you're looking at a massive retirement wave.
A huge one. It means the department has to budget to replace around 3,200 staff members.
Yes, yes.
Every single year until 2030.
That's a staggering loss of experience.
Mm. It's a huge loss of institutional knowledge. It could seriously impact quality almost overnight.
So faced with this, this immense demographic and staffing crunch, where did they decide to shift their focus?
Well, the strategy seems to be to go right back to the beginning, to the foundation.
You mean early childhood development? ECD.
Precisely. That was the reason for that big function shift on April 1st, 2022. Taking ECD from social development and putting it right under the education department.
To tighten that link between early learning and what happens in grade one.
Yes, to make it one continuous pipeline. And that's now being cemented in law.
Ah, with the new BAL Act.
The Basic Education Laws Amendment Act, yeah. Mm-hmm. The 2024 version. It aims to make grade R attendance compulsory. It sends a very clear signal.
And it seems like they're also trying to innovate on the institutional side to bring in more resources.
They are. We saw the legal validation of the collaboration schools model, for example.
Right. The donor-funded schools. Huh. That court ruling was a big deal. It basically confirmed private donors can partner with public schools.
It was a crucial win for them, for sure. It opens up another path for funding to help with those public shortfalls. And on top of that, they've set up the School Evaluation Authority, the SEA.
To do independent quality checks on schools.
And, importantly, to publish those results.
Okay, let's talk about the money. Because none of this happens without funding.
And that's where things get really interesting. It's a financial tightrope walk.
How so?
Well, on one hand, the WCED is pretty progressive. It spends about 6% of its budget on special needs education.
Which is well above the national average, right? I think that's around 4%.
It is. But, and this is the critical but, their overall share of the provincial budget is actually the second lowest in the country. Just 37%.
So wait, that 6% is a bigger slice, but it's a slice of a much smaller pie. Does that actually translate into enough real-world impact for those kids?
That's the tension at the heart of the plan. It's a real constraint. They generate all this rich data from their systemic testing program to see what's working. But the World Bank analysis is very clear on this point, that data has to be used more effectively to target policies and, more importantly, to target those limited resources where they matter most.
Which leaves you with a really sharp question to think about. Given these massive immediate pressures, thousands of new teachers needed, thousands of new kids arriving, what's the single best bet? Do you focus every available cent on ruthlessly improving foundational literacy and numeracy for the kids who are there today? Or do you pour it all into building the physical classrooms needed for the thousands who are arriving tomorrow?